So at the request of some dear clients and through conversations here at Third Pool, I have decided that over the course of the next several months, I'll be changing the focus of podcasts from the subject matter of recruiting and interviewing to conversations around coaching and training. That is, how do we enable, accelerate, and sustain success in people you do hire? It was brought to my attention that most coaching and training concentrates most of their efforts of training and coaching around teaching how to perform and execute the tasks required to make an agent successful. And that makes sense. Skill set. And so, what might be missing in the training and coaching? What might be sorely left out if you concentrate only on teaching how to execute the system to perform the tasks needed to be successful? If you're like some of our clients, you might already feel as though you are banging your head against the proverbial wall if we don't assess what might be additionally needed to enhance and help sustain the practice of good task performance long after the training and coaching has been offered. Now, from what I've been told, what might be missing is the knowledge of how our own brains, self-talk, and defenses get in our way, how we sabotage ourselves. Missing might be how and why people run out of gas, how people are usually their own biggest obstacles to breaking through any resistance to succeeding at what they strive for. And of course, missing might be how to leverage the latest and proven empirical evidence of human flourishing to greatly improve the odds of creating and sustaining a group of resilient, purpose-driven people. Now, most of you know that intuitively, skill set never trumps mindset. You know that. And teaching how to develop the right mindset cannot be sustained by a quick message from a charismatic figure who uses cliche advice to get your people pumped up. Instead, there is a much more sustainable answer, an answer in empirically based knowledge about how the mind and brain work and how to harness more of its fullest capacity. An answer that will be more conducive to preventing the loss of interest and complacency. My quest then is to build some principles from empirically based research that might help you help your agents find and sustain motivation far past their initial interest and hold it for years to come. I have a head start in doing this as I've been forced to think about it, read about it, and talk about these principles with my clinical colleagues and clients for the past 30 years. To present something with structure and continuity, however, for you all may take some time to develop. So I might take a few weeks off the podcast to continue my research in hopes of delivering something of value to you. But in the meantime, here's what I'm asking from you. If this subject matter interests you, can you write back to me and tell me why and at what scale this interests you? Is this a need that you see for your agents? Is there anything like what I'm describing in your industry? Let me know as many thoughts as you can muster in an email about this. I'm very curious to hear what you think.